Jim Odlin from Atlantic Trellis Fishing. We're a small family-owned company that have five draggers that operate on much of the year on Eastern Georgia's Bank. Yellowtail is very important to us, and we need to have enough bycatch in order for us to target haddock and other species that we target in that area, and it's been our bread and butter for many years. One thing that the council has to consider in this type of thing is whatever allocation you pick has to be fair and equitable, right? That's part of the law. Giving one segment of the industry 90% of their need and another segment of the industry 1% of their need cannot be construed as fair and equitable. I don't know how we had that fly the first time. It, not only that, that type of option has done nothing but cause this council problems since we did it. We've been here every year because you cannot depend on projections when you're allocating. It just hasn't worked. It hasn't worked every single year. So, you know, one of the things that I did when I was sitting up there is I always tried to be fairly consistent when it came to allocations because it's a tough decision. And if you're consistent the way you do it, it becomes much easier for you to do. So when we had to allocate haddock on Georgia's Bank, for instance, to the Heron Fleet, we did it based on their past history, and we took actually one of the lower numbers of their past history, not the highest option we had in front of us. We took one of the lower ones in spite of the fact that we didn't have a haddock problem. So we still allocated based on history. When we allocated the general category scallop fisheries, we allocated it best on catch history. When we allocated the ground fisheries to the recreationals, we did it based on past history. To go down this way is just, it will not work. It will continue to not work for you. So you have to ignore the number. That's a separate issue, that the stock of yellowtails is not right. You have to allocate it. Then the industries have to figure out what they do then. If this council would have stayed going forward three years ago and had a system in place that they could have been trading, which a scallop is, by the way, killed on us, you wouldn't have this problem. You would have allocated it, and they could trade within the industries based on economics. And the scallopers wouldn't be faced with this dilemma possibly of going out of business. Now, you know, nobody wants the scallopers to go out of business. I didn't when I was up there. But you guys have to be fair and equitable in your allocation. And that the only way to do that is based on history. The number is a separate issue. Secondly, the scallop management has to get away from managing scallops based on yellowtails. You have to manage scallops based on scallops, and then the yellowtail bycatch comes along. It's just the way where we manage any fisheries is managing the heron fisheries based on the haddock bycatch. So I want to make sure I didn't miss anything while I'm up here. Yeah, the changing conditions are always going to be there. So if you take a percentage, then there has to be eventually you're going to have to figure out a mechanism for the industries to rationalize it themselves. That's it.